Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1483. Three Ways Dieting Could Be Slowing Your Metabolism by Matthew Benetti with idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, it's Yom Kippur, wishing you an easy fast if you're observing, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, today's article is a perfect follow-up to what we were discussing yesterday. That was episode 1482. Yesterday, we discussed total daily energy expenditure, which is basically our metabolism. And we also talked about the importance of tracking our food intakes and activity levels and why that can help keep us motivated throughout our weight loss or weight maintenance process. And as it turns out, both of these concepts are super important when it comes to breaking through plateaus. So now that I've piqued your interest, let's jump right in and continue with this concept and continue optimizing your life. Three Ways Dieting Could Be Slowing Your Metabolism by Matthew Benetti with idealnutrition.com.au. Having trouble losing weight? Unless you are a lucky minority, most people who have attempted weight loss have faced the horrid weight loss plateau. This refers to a stop in weight loss for an extended length of time, despite no change in observed behavior like diet and physical activity. Anyone who has gone through this will understand how frustrating and discouraging it can be. Your personal trainer will think you're lying. Your friends think that you have messed up your metabolism, and you feel frustrated that the scale is not changing. Luckily, science is able to provide some explanations that hopefully can help us make smarter decisions to handle this. This article will investigate the big culprits for weight loss plateaus. You are unknowingly eating more than what you think. Before getting into the tips, it's worth mentioning that in many cases, a weight loss plateau is simply an underestimation of the total amount of food eaten per week. Now, there are several ways that this can happen. Not accounting for snacks and being unaware of food eaten during less stringent days like the weekends are potential reasons. Even among those that swear that they are not eating more than they had planned can still fall victim to underestimating food intakes. In one of the largest diet studies ever conducted, it was found that the 600 participants that completed the study consumed an extra 200 calories at the end of the study when compared to the beginning. Now, this finding isn't shocking since dieting often leads to appetite stimulation. In fact, most studies have found similar results. This increase in hunger over time can then lead to unintentional increases in calorie intake over time. And as a result, this may lead to a weight loss plateau. Your body is using less energy than what it did before. If someone is absolutely certain that they aren't eating more than expected, there may be other reasons. It's likely their body is using less energy than what it did before they lost the weight. The number of calories burned by the body now matches the total amount of calories consumed, which explains why weight loss has stopped. This still doesn't explain how someone uses less energy than they did before dieting. The term metabolic damage is commonly used to try to explain this phenomenon. This refers to some sort of permanent damage to the metabolism that results in less overall energy used per day. I should mention, though, that this concept is primarily based on anecdotal evidence. The available science does not support that metabolic damage is an issue for most people. In fact, studies looking at recovering anorexic patients have found no permanent damage in metabolism once body fat and muscle were proportionally gained. That being said, while metabolic damage may not exist, metabolic adaptation is a real phenomenon to be aware of. This concept is all about decreases in total daily energy expenditure that occur due to reasons beyond just the change in total body mass. Eat less, move less? The biggest culprit for less energy use per day may actually be related to a decrease in non-exercise activity thermogenesis. Non-exercise activity thermogenesis, or NEAT, refers to the energy used from activity that isn't purposeful. This might include conscious and subconscious activities like fidgeting, walking, and standing. In some dieters, their motivation to do everyday activities decreases. It may be a conscious decision like driving to the shops instead of taking the 5-minute walk, but it can also include activities that you have little to no control over, like fidgeting. Overall, this may result in less movement during the day. All of this may lead to a decrease in energy usage throughout the day. Now, this response does vary from person to person, but may be more noticeable when more weight is lost, like around the 20 pounds or about 10 kilograms loss range. This is why, for those looking to lose a significant amount of weight, it may be worthwhile to consider diet breaks. Weight loss isn't all fat. It's rare to lose a substantial amount of weight without some of that coming from muscle. The reality is that for most people trying to lose body fat, they will also likely lose some muscle. This is because when dieting, the body will also use muscle for energy, which leads to muscle loss. Muscle is metabolically active tissue. This means that to maintain muscle, your body uses energy. Technically, fat requires energy to be maintained as well, but it requires less energy in general to maintain. As an estimation, muscle burns around 12 calories per kilogram body weight per day, while fat burns around 4 calories per kilogram body weight per day. So when someone loses weight, they now reduce the amount of muscle they have. In turn, this reduces the amount of energy needed to maintain it. As a result, the body uses less energy overall and can balance out the energy in, energy out equation. The big picture. Weight loss plateaus are complex. It's very rare that all of this is because of just one factor. Instead, multiple factors could be at play here. So it may be worthwhile to try different techniques to break through a weight loss plateau. You just listened to the post titled, 3 Ways Dieting Could Be Slowing Your Metabolism by Matthew Bonetti with idealnutrition.com.au. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Matthew made some really good points, and I love that he backed up these concepts by citing actual studies. Something that many striving to lose weight are unaware of is that oh-so-important concept that when there was more of you, you burn more calories. But as you start to lose weight, there's less of you. Therefore, your body burns less energy when you move around and when you're at rest. Basically, your metabolism, or as we referred to it in yesterday's post, your total daily energy expenditure, goes down as you lose weight. Add to that the fact that our appetite may still be where it was before some of the weight loss happened, it seems like we're fighting a losing battle. That's where mixing things up can be really helpful. Distraction, social support, mixing up your exercise routine, these can all be really powerful tools. When we're losing weight and hunger sets in, we have to ask ourselves, for example, am I really hungry? Or am I just bored or stressed or anxious or angry or tired? If we're craving something for any reason besides actual hunger, well, then it's time to distract ourselves with something that's unrelated to food. Going for a walk outside is usually a perfect distraction. Bottom line is even just 5 minutes of distraction can help a craving pass. Now, social support can be helpful to keep us honest. And mixing up our fitness routines can help us to continue to burn those calories and provide a little bit of muscle confusion. If we haven't changed up our exercise routine in a while, hitting a plateau may be the perfect excuse to, say, try high-intensity interval training, for example, or try that new at-home resistance training exercise that's been on your mind, or that yoga workout your friend told you about. Either way, try something new to jumpstart that metabolism again. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.